escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I've got a friend who was visiting with his folks, and he had forgotten to pack something pretty important. So he said he just borrowed his dad's underwear.
Oh.
Yeah, not his toothbrush. He borrowed his dad's underwear because he got in the next day. He didn't have time to go out. Well, he went to buy new ones, but he borrowed his dad's to wear while he went there. Why? I wondered, too. I'm like, just go commando at that point.
My brother's borrowed mine before. I mean, we're brothers. We're just family.
But why? You don't really need underwear.
Okay, well.
Not bad enough to rub your body up against where someone else has rubbed the worst part of their body.
They were clean.
Yeah, but people share bathing suits and stuff.
Yeah. I'd be like my brother has a pool. Like, if I forget bathing suits, I'll just wear one of his.
But it's got a net in it, though.
It's kind of like underwear.
You're right. Never mind.
Huh? Girls don't.
It fits loose, though. I will say that.
Yeah. I borrowed my dad's socks before.
Okay.
But that didn't bother me as much. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to borrow actual underwear.
You borrow a tie sometimes.
A tie is definitely okay to borrow.
I'm not sure I've borrowed anything.
Right.
I mean, I've been given bathing suits that didn't fit friends, but as far as going to their house and borrowing it, I don't know if I've ever have.
We didn't have a lot of money growing up. And so when I had to dress up for anything, like back in my high school years, I would always borrow my dad's clothes because he had the nice clothes, like, you know, the nice jackets, the dress-up jackets and shirts.
I don't think anyone has a problem with borrowing jackets and shirts. It's underwear. Yeah. I was wondering what else. You mentioned a toothbrush.
Right.
That's something I wouldn't borrow from many people. I would share my wife's toothbrush.
Oh, see, my friends, husband and wife, they use the same toothbrush.
All the time?
All the time.
Now, that seems excessive.
No, I couldn't do that.
The kiss, you know.
Yeah, but you don't kiss looking for that, like, tartar and plaque and stuff. Yeah, you know?
I do.
Oh, stop.
Just teasing you. My kids, a lot of times, because their toothbrushes look the same, and they're like, oh, man, I use this toothbrush. And that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I think little kids, if you got the toothbrushes right there next to the sink.
Usually you get them like a different color or something.
Yeah, or put them on separate sides of the sink.
Hawk was like, both of y'all are using green. Good luck figuring out who's who.
They were cheaper. I put their name on it. I'm like, come on, look at your name.
Wow. So I'm thinking toothbrushes is a no for the most part. Underwear is a no for the most part.
Couldn't do it.
Deodorant.
Deodorant.
Would you share deodorant?
It depends on the deodorant. You feel like it just rubs off a layer each time. I would share deodorant.
But he's got that hair on it, like for my brother.
Yeah.
Like, because I told you about my brother who went in my shower and on the soap it had hair on it.
Yeah, I would take a Kleenex or something and wipe the top layer off.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mostly use spray deodorant, so.
So that's no problem.
That's no problem. But as far as bar or soap, when I'm staying with friends and I'm showering and using their soap, normally I carry my own, but
I don't.
I will check it.
I will inspect
it. I will inspect it to
make
sure.
I don't want to leave a hair on there.
I just basically give it a good rinse down, like you said, with the deodorant to get rid of a layer.
Yeah, but sometimes that hair will get stuck right.
I know, it's in there deep.
Yeah, you have to almost dig your fingernail
You're
in
You're like,
there.
Did this come with the soap? I don't know. I was trying to think of other things you shouldn't borrow. I think shoes are okay, but they could be gross.
I think it's gross, especially how old are those shoes. But you think about the bowling alley.
Yes.
You go there, and there's so many strangers
but they
that
spray
put their feet
in every
there.
Time. They go like,
but you were telling us they don't do it to the bowling ball holes.
No,
they
the bowling ball holes are dirty. Mm-hmm.
Lord, where's your fingers been?
So shoes, maybe. Depends on the circumstance.
Fingernail clippers. It's underneath somebody's nasty fingernails or toenails, and then you pick it up and use it on your fingers?
You actually shouldn't do that because there could be fungus and stuff under the nails. And so if you share the fingernail files or clippers or anything, it's
She's
true.
Right.
Preparation H. It's got that little applicator.
Hey, have your friend apply it on for you. Come here, buddy.
What kind of applicator are you talking about?
It's got the applicator on some of them.
Does it?
Yeah. It's like you can choose if it's an innie or outie.
Oh, God.
Dude, what?
Yeah. For Preparation H.
I think you've just basically told us a lot about yourself.
It's like a belly button. There's innies and outies.
Do you want to borrow Michael's little butt spatula for the diaper cream? Because they make those.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, tell us, educate us, because my kids didn't use the butt spatula.
I don't either, but we got a ton of them, and I was like, maybe I'm gross, but I don't care. I'm just going to use my hands.
Is that one of those late-night commercials, or is it like on YouTube? Like, you get your new butt spatula, $19.99, and we'll throw in one more.
Are you tired of using diaper rash cream and getting it under your fingernails? Use a butt spatula.
What's it look like?
Literally a spatula. It's like a little spatula that you use to put diaper cream
Another
on their
thing
booty.
You should not borrow. Butt spatula.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, not long ago, Tom was telling us the top cereals, and on the number one of the list of top cereals, Cinnamon Toast Crunch always comes in number one. People love their Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Well, the breakfast brand Kellogg says they are committed to making their cereals healthier.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
I don't want that. I want sugary cereal because it's kind of interesting, too. They say as far as eating cereal, only 44% of people prefer healthy cereal to sugary cereal.
Yeah. So, if they can make it healthier and I can't tell the difference, then all power to them. But if they can make a difference in the taste and I'm like, oh, this isn't as good, I don't want it.
Well, do you want them to take all those dyes in our food that's illegal in other countries that they allow?
Sure,
our food?
Don't want dyes, but I want it to taste the same.
I'm with you on that. Leave the sugary stuff. Just get rid of the chemicals.
Well, they're saying they want to make it healthier. So, here's the thing. I don't want Kale Krispies or, broccoli bits or potato flakes. I don't want that kind of cereal.
I'd be okay with potato flakes.
I want a cabbage crunch instead of Captain Crunch. I definitely don't want dingleberries. That'd be disgusting.
You've already got some of those on the shelf if you look at grape nuts.
Good. Grapes don't have grapes at all in there. And no nuts.
That's the seeds of the grapes that you're crunching on.
Guessing. Is that what it is? I always thought it was just rocks.
Pebbles.
Yes.
Pebbles is its own cereal.
True. That's good stuff right there.
I thought it was like, the stuff that you pour and make concrete. Is that grape nuts? You just mix it with a little water, and you can patch up your driveway that way.
But, I mean, they have healthy cereals. Don't get rid of the sugary ones for us.
Is it really that healthy, though?
I don't eat it because it doesn't taste good. Not even Cheerios taste good.
Oh, so, okay. So how about this? So we're going to see how the average person eats their cereal and what kind of madman pours milk into the bowl before they pour their cereal in there. Who does that?
Well, if I have just a little bit of milk left and I don't know how much cereal, I'll have to add the milk first.
That makes sense.
To see. But if I have a full gallon of milk.
8% of people pour milk into their bowl first. So that's not a lot of people. So we're in the norm there. We passed that test.
Yeah. I know, because that's just, you're pouring it, they're just floating. They're not even getting dunked in the milk good. That's wrong.
Okay, 11% of people just eat cereal dry with no milk at all.
If I have no milk, I will.
I will not.
And if I'm snacking, sometimes I just take the box into the room and just eat the Frosted Flakes.
I mean, those Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Those are good.
They're good, just in a handful.
They get your fingers all covered with that Cinnamon Toast stuff.
And then you start sucking your tip of your fingers.
Yeah.
That's just, okay.
Yeah, and then you didn't use your remote control to change the channel.
Just get stuck.
Okay, it's kind of like eating potato chips is the way, because I've seen Tom do that. He'll bring the box of Frosted Flakes in here and just eat it and crunch it like it's nothing.
I've done it.
All right, 76% of people prefer the cereal crunchy and not soggy. I like it kind of in the middle. I don't want to get, you know, because once you put it in there and then you pour the milk on it, you start eating it immediately, it's too crunchy.
I don't know.
I do. It's like it will, like, I mean, we know Captain Crunch will cut the top of your mouth, but also just crunching with the Apple Jacks or any of that stuff now.
I'm sorry. When I said I don't know, I was being nice. I really do know, and you're wrong.
Okay.
I knew a girl, she would literally put like a tablespoon of milk in her bowl of cereal. She liked it crunchy. I'm like, I'm drowning my cereal.
Yeah.
And then drinking the milk. You know what I mean? People that don't drink that milk.
It tastes good.
You're weird.
You're an irresponsible lifeguard. Cereal lifeguard's what you are.
Save it for me. I'll drink it when I'm over at your house next time.
Your little cereal's going, help, save me. I'm drowning here.
You're going to eat it anyway.
Yeah.
You are. Okay. 83% buy name brand versions of their cereal. 17% of those generic grocery store versions, like Flakes with Frosting or Cinnamon Toast Munch, something like that. Most people do not want those generic brands, but sometimes you have to in this economy.
I don't mind. There's some cereal my mom likes. She likes the generic versus the name brand, but I'll tell you, not every time it's the same.
No, sometimes there's a big difference.
I just saw a video. They took sweetened condensed milk, the store brand and Regal brand, I guess. And you could tell by the color, the texture, that the Eagle brand was a lot better, better quality.
I told you what my mom did. She was replacing Apple Jacks with them. Apple crack or something. I don't know what it was.
Apple
it was
cracks.
The generic apple rings or circles. And I could tell the difference.
Yeah, you can tell
she
sometimes.
Did that. She goes, the kids won't notice. I said, well, I do.
I could tell the difference between a generic Ambien and the real stuff. But the real stuff cost me $100 more for a month of that.
Do you pour the milk in the bowl or before?
I after.
The whole bottle's filled. Okay. And then 19% eat cereal any time of day, not just for breakfast.
Dinner time for me.
Yep, it can be a dinner, especially like on a Sunday night.
And it's not necessarily dinner, but it's going to be my dessert to my dinner.
Oh, well, I'll have it as dinner sometimes. Yeah. But now that I caught diabetes, I can't really go down to and just get a big bowl of cereal anymore.
Oh, well, you just got to eat like the Cheerios without the frosting on them and stuff like that.
I know, those suck. That's the healthy ones.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather not eat them at all.
Or the Corn Flakes without the frosting on them.
That sucks, too. The Frosted Flakes are honestly incredibly good.
Shredded wheat.
Without the frosting.
That's just eating a Brillo pad with milk all day.
Honestly, you're not even eating breakfast anymore. You're eating like lunch.
Was it tumbleweeds out in the west?
And they will go right through you too, just to let you know.
Tumble on through.
Yeah. It's a ghost town back there.
Oh my.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
They say the devil's in the details, and that is very true when it comes to some things. For example, if you came up to me and said, Tom, do you agree in treating animals ethically? I would say absolutely. I think we should treat them kindly. I think that, like, when it comes to cows in the field, they should be able to do free-range roaming around, eat grass, until the point where we humanely kill them and eat them. But I am all for the humane treatment of them. But when it comes to the group PETA, I don't agree with hardly anything that they do, and they are the people for the ethical treatment of animals. They seem like they do the stupidest things to try to get us to go overboard on treating animals well.
They're extreme.
They're extreme. Mm-hmm. You know what their biggest beef is right now?
Who's their beef?
They got a beef with Nintendo. Oh. They're mad at a video game company.
Hmm.
They're mad because in Mario Kart, Moo Moo Cow has a nose ring.
What?
Oh, they say that nose ring is a sign of animal abuse.
Don't they brand cows anyway?
They do, uh-huh. But they don't like that either.
You know, they make it to where you don't want to follow them.
Exactly. Yeah.
So do they actually go out and fight for real issues too, or is it always the ridiculous stuff?
It seems like it's always the ridiculous stuff. But I think part of their problem is they're so extreme that they can't even ever do any of the stuff that in moderation might actually help the animals. You know, instead they've got to go to the extreme where they don't get anything done at all.
Was it not a cute nose ring?
It is a cute nose ring. And what's really crazy is Moo Moo Cow has had this nose ring for over 30 years.
Yeah.
And the only thing that's different now is that you can play as the character Moo Moo Cow, whereas in the past, it was always a background character.
The name Moo Moo Cow is more offensive than the nose ring.
Cow's offended.
The truth. Now, they say that the nose ring is something that farmers actually use on cows. Yep. I've never seen that, but I'm sure, like,
on the bulls.
That's bulls. You see the bulls. Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to stop them from nursing at a certain age, and it also lets them lead them around by the nose, apparently. But I don't see that on many cows.
That'd be good for some spouses out there.
Yeah, can you pull people around on their nose rings?
Yeah, you know, have one of those little lock chain things. Just click it in.
Well, they wrote to Nintendo, and they said, "We heard, H-E-R-D, that there is a new star in Mario Kart World, Cow. She's winning hearts everywhere, but the brass ring in her nose, would you please show empathy and remove the nose ring? It's a cartoon character, folks."
Well, maybe that cow wants that nose ring. It's not be judgmental.
Possible.
Moo Moo went and got it pierced herself.
Exactly.
I mean, that's just stupid. Wow. They are complaining about a pretend animated cow that's not real.
And they don't even know how to spell.
I want to complain about Mario. He wears overalls, but we can't see enough of the plumber's crack on Mario.
Really?
Should start your own group.
You sound about as dumb as PETA.
Yeah. No, I was being extreme. That's silly.
I know, but it is right. You're
Nintendo
right.
Nintendo has not responded, and they probably won't.
Don't.
PETA has previously complained about other video games like Animal Crossing, Pal World, and Hunting Simulator 2. I don't know what they didn't have a problem with Hunting Simulator 1. It was just number 2 that bothered them.
You know, and I know they're for the ethical treatment of animals, but they're okay with Grand Theft Auto back in the day.
I know, right?
You know?
I don't think PETA could, like, call them out.
They don't care about people.
Yeah.
They just care about animals.
Or stealing cars.
Yeah. Well, that's someone mentioned. How do they know that the cow didn't go to a body piercing place to get it? Because it knows how to drive, so it's possible it did.
In Mario Kart. That's good.
So this just to me, I don't know if maybe they think they're getting attention and that's good, or if they realize, don't have any clue, but that we don't take them seriously because of this.
I just wonder when they're going to go after Chick-fil-A for making those cows climb up on a billboard and stand there all day.
I know, right? Yeah. They're like, they don't care about the chickens, but they're upset about the cows on the billboard.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, let's see if you've ever been in this situation. Delta and United Airlines could be facing federal class action lawsuit from airline passengers who booked a window seat but found out there was no window when they sit down in their row. You know, sometimes you get on the airplane and the window seat doesn't have a window next to it.
You know, I never thought about that, and I paid extra for that ticket.
Exactly.
And it makes me mad because we were on some, going to Cancun, I like to look out at the landing.
Me too.
Because it's beautiful. And sure enough, it didn't line up with the seat. Yeah. And the people in front and behind me kept their windows closed.
You know why that is? Is because they're putting so many seats on. Yep. They're supposed to have one per window. Yep. And that's your normal leg room. But instead, they're cramming more seats in. And so you got no leg room, and some of the window seats aren't windows.
And that's what's worse is when it splits the chair. So you're like, wait, do I have ownership over this window or do you?
Yeah. I know. It's like right in the middle of where their seat is. And, you know, they will pull the shade down because they have more of the window on their side. Mm-hmm. And you want to kind of just take your finger and just push it up a little bit.
You get the tape measure out and you're like, well, technically, I have another centimeter on my side.
They should do that. Split the window up.
That's funny.
Based on how much you got on your side.
Well, it's kind of like when you're riding in a car, you want to kind of look out the window. If you're in the back seat, you're always looking out the front. And for that seat that has the window that's right in the middle of it too. It's like, I don't know, it's always, you're always trying to look and get a good view and you're having to move around to see it. So.
But yeah, they should not charge extra for that.
No, I agree.
And then they put their chair back and you're like, well, there goes a little sliver of outside world that I had.
Now it's all their window.
Oh, gosh.
So, and you know, they charge extra, like Cato said, for that.
Because I like window seats.
They are facing federal class action lawsuits now.
Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Airlines, I would boycott them if I had wings, because if there was any other way to get where you wanted to get. But they charge for things that used to be included. Yep. And the problem with that is, used to, you could comparison shop. You could go, okay, this plane, if I go on Delta, it's $900. If I go on American Air, it's $850. The truth is, you get there, American may have 50 fees, makes it actually more than the Delta ticket, but you don't know that because you can't comparison shop, because you don't know what asinine things they're going to charge you for.
I think they've just teamed up with Ticketmaster is all they've done. Got all those extra fees.
But think about it. Every company does this. You know, when I joined Amazon, I got unlimited music. And now to get unlimited music, I got to pay extra.
Well, what about Prime Video with the commercials all of a sudden?
I paid for that, and now they run commercials in it.
Yeah.
So that should be illegal.
We really just need to cancel all of our accounts collectively.
You can't make it illegal, but we could quit paying for it.
I mean, I'm not going to do it.
No, but. I need my Amazon.
We need our entertainment and maybe be able to buy things.
Yes.
I just wish the airlines would be a little bit more honest. So, for example, listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. If you look out your left side windows, we're flying over the beautiful Golden Gate Bridge.
Unless you don't have a window.
That's right, Carl. And for those of you on the right side of the aircraft, you can see historic downtown San Francisco.
Unless your only view is a dark gray panel.
Yes, some of you have what we call a false window. Well, folks, sit back and enjoy your beautiful flight to Seattle.
That would be pretty cool to have some honesty in flying.
That's probably what they'll do to get out of trouble for this. They'll start advertising, you know, okay, this window seat doesn't actually have a window, but you still got to pay for it.
And you do hate that gray panel. And I don't like the responsibility of sitting like where the exit row is, where the, you know, halfway door is. I don't like that responsibility at all.
That's just stupid.
I'm with you.
When in your life have you ever had to do that?
I told the friends sat beside me when I was in the exit row. I said, if you see me leave, follow.
Yeah, I've never had to do that, Tom.
Exactly, and you never will.
But I still don't want that responsibility.
It's not. You don't have it, because there isn't ever going to happen to you.
You say that and then watch that plane go down. I'd be so mad. I'd come in here and I'd give you what for.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We've got a guest in the studio to talk about Pitch a Friend. Zach is here, and this is a free event where people can get to know other people, and they get to know them through their friends. Tell us a little about what's going on.
Hey, thanks for having me today. Uh-huh. So Pitch a Friend is basically a singles event where people can hype up their single friends, finally get them off the dating apps and trying to meet in person again, just like the good old times. So it's basically a presentation that you make a PowerPoint presentation about your friend and pitch it to a bar full of single people.
Oh, so you got the hype guy or girl out there.
Exactly. Your wingman or wingwoman.
The ultimate wing person there. Now, this is at New Realm Brewing Company downtown.
Yeah, so it'll be at New Realm on August 25th at 7 p.m.
And it's free.
It is free to attend, yes.
Free to attend. And if you're going to do it, you need to go ahead of time online, and you can go to pitch-a-friend.com/GVL, or also you have Instagram, which is pitch-a-friend/GVL, if I'm not mistaken. And then, so at that point, that's where they actually upload the slideshow. Is that right?
Yeah. So the link in the bio for Instagram and also the link on our website will take you to our signup form, where you can go ahead, you fill out the form, you give all the information that's requested. You send me the PowerPoint after creating it with your friends, right, or just you. And then you send it on the actual event. You come out and pitch it to the bar.
And if you don't have anything good to say, you just need to lie as much as possible.
That too.
I don't love my single friends that much to put up much effort into helping them find somebody.
But the good thing is you don't hang out with them as much after you get them, you know, after you find them somebody.
I like my single friends.
Now, this sounds like a fun event, because yeah, I was reading about it. And I guess, like you say, you have the friend who pitches the other friend, and then they roll into a single mingle, which is a relaxed social time where the audience can mix, mingle, and connect. And also you've got lighthearted games and silly activities. So this makes it, we were kind of talking while the songs were playing, it makes it easier than your typical dating, because these people are receptive to people coming up and talk to them. They're not just sitting there like, oh no, why is this person talking to me? They've come out with an open mind already.
Exactly, yeah. So I like to tell people, there's no ghosting possible in real life, right? I mean, you can't just not get a response. I mean, they're right in front of you. I also like to, you know, everyone's been there. You know, you send a chat on Tinder or Bumble or whatever dating app you're using, right? You're sending a message and you might not get a response. At least you go up to someone. The worst is they can say is no, right?
Right.
At least you get a response.
And it's always kind of tough, too, sometimes to break the ice. So you got all these games to play and stuff to help them connect in the first place.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we play a couple games where you can kind of look around. If you have your eyes on someone, you know, maybe they answer a question. We do something, one of the games being this or that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the questions could be, you know, do you like salty or sweet food? And, you know, if
yes,
you know, somebody answers that they, you know, prefer dessert over dinner or dinner over dessert or whatever, you know, that could sway your view on that person. So you can try and figure out what you're looking for at the event as
well. You can do that in a bulk too. Like ask, do you ask everybody in the venue, like who likes salty? And they raise their hand. That way you can look from across the room like, okay, that one likes salty. I'm with her.
Can we get all the salty people to the right, please?
It's like splitting the Red Sea.
What if it's both?
Well,
who wants to choose one or the other?
You raise both hands.
That is true. I like dinner and dessert, just saying.
Exactly. Well, this is a great idea. Pitch a friend, and you can go online. I think we'll put a link on our Facebook page. Is
yes,
it up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can just go to our Facebook page if you want to find that link as well and get involved with this. And it's a great way to meet up with someone besides just doing the digital dating.
Now, you said it's coming up August the
25th.
Now, do you do other events throughout the year? Is there going to be more of these? Pitch a friends?
So typically we bounce between New Realm and Yeehaw. We bounce between those two venues on a month-to-month basis. We're still working on getting a date for Yeehaw, but our upcoming event is, New Realm at 7 p.m. on August 25th.
Okay. And you can go online and find all the details.
At least it's not like trivia, because sometimes those nights are just so hard when you're out and you're trying to do trivia and you can't get the answers and you're like, you feel stupid.
Yeah, you don't want to be dumb here.
You don't want to sound dumb, at least. Zach, thanks for sharing this with us. It's a lot of fun.
Awesome.
We got a lot of single friends that listen to us on the Hawk and Tom Show. So thank you so much. And we'll have you back. You can tell us the results.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me.
Okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.